Mini test, part 3. Questions 32 to 34 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, Chad. Could you please come in and take a seat? Do you know why you're here today?
Well, it's probably got something to do with you not being happy with me.
You can say that again. Chad, you've been written up numerous times in the last month. 3 times in the last week alone.
I think it's a bit excessive, all those reprimands.
I agree. Your tardiness is out of control. You've been rude to customers numerous times, and you've been caught drinking on the job 2 times.
So is that it? Are you firing me?
No, you're off the hook this time because the union has stepped in, but they've assured me that 1 more slip up and you're gone.
Number 32. Where does this conversation probably take place? Number 33. What does the woman mean when she says,
"You can say that again"?
Number 34. What has the union done in regards to the man's employment situation? Questions 35 to 37 refer to the following conversation.
Chancellor McPatrick, thank you for taking the time today for this interview with the Tavistock Chronicle.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I've always been fond of student-run newspapers.
You've just been appointed Chancellor of Tavistock University for a minimum 5 years. What do you plan to be your landmark project during your tenure?
Frankly, there are lots of things I want to do to improve the lives of students on campus, but I think the main issue is tackling tuition fees.
Many students feel it's out of control.
I agree that they are high, but as a private college, we depend on fees to maintain this fine campus of ours, but we also don't want to be a school just for the rich.
So how do you plan on keeping that balance?
I plan to launch an aggressive fundraising campaign to seek out alumni and donations from the corporate sector.
Chancellor, I'm sorry to interrupt, but the CEO of Geotech is on the line and wants to move up your meeting with her today.
Thank you, Kyle. I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to cut this short. Geotech is one of our bigger donors.
Number 35. What is the interview for? Number 36. What does the woman mean when she says,
"The main issue is tackling tuition fees"?
Number 37. What was the reason for ending the interview? Questions 38 to 40 refer to the following conversation.
Steve, Matthew, what is it that you wanted to see me about?
Joel, Steve and I were thinking, and honestly, the walking tour that you used last year for the students' summer camp was dreadful.
Yeah, Matthew and I are here to offer you something far different.
Yeah, I don't know what I was thinking when I booked that tour. Okay, let's hear it. What you got?
Steve and I have a tour that is all set to go with lots of detail, history and student interaction.
Every stop, the students won't just be listening to the guide, but rather will be engaged in an activity which will pertain to what was said by the guide.
Great! That was one of the biggest complaints last year from the students, was that the guide just droned on and on about details nobody cared about.
Here is the whole plan, and I've sent it to you by email as well.
What do you think?
Guys, this looks fabulous. You're hired. However, the board of directors thought the tour was too much for what it was and has cut the budget for the excursion by half.
Well, that stinks.
Sorry, my hands are tied.
Number 38. What could be said about last year's tour?
Number 39. What did the tour guide do that annoyed the participants?
Number 40. What does the woman mean when she says,
"Sorry, my hands are tied"?
Questions 41 to 43 refer to the following conversation.
Good afternoon, sir, and welcome to Jackson House. Could I get you started with something to drink today?
Yes, I'd love a sparkling water, but no ice.
Very well. Have you had a chance to look at the lunch menu? Have you made up your mind?
I am supposed to meet a friend, but he's running late. I'd like to have a starter before my lunch.
Well, what can I get you today?
The truffle fries look very tempting. I think I'll have those.
I'm afraid that choice won't be available today. May I offer you something else instead? Perhaps the roast beef panini?
I'm a vegetarian, so I guess I'll take the only thing you can offer me on the menu.
Coming right up, sir.
Number 41. What does the woman mean when she says,
"Have you made up your mind?"
Number 42. Why is the man only ordering a starter? Number 43. Based on what you have heard in the recording, look at the chart and decide what the man will have for his starter.